County leaders in New York say their health departments have been developing vaccination plans for years and can help smooth the rocky rollout of the state's vaccination program. But as WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, they say they need more cooperation from Governor Andrew Cuomo and his administration.
The county executives say their health departments are required by state law to have mass vaccination plans, and they've been updating them regularly with test runs of their systems and investment in staff training. But they say Governor Cuomo and the state health department are not providing data that they need and are leaving them out of key meetings. They say that makes it more difficult to coordinate the distribution of the vaccines in their communities when the doses arrive. The head of the bipartisan New York County Executives Association, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, says it will greatly speed up vaccinations if the state utilizes the county's expertise.
We have the plans in place. Activating them, using them, and implementing them is a logical step that is necessary uniformly across the state of New York so that counties and the public aren't getting a different messaging or a different plan in each community. Those plans exist. We're ready to do it.
Molinaro was the Republican candidate running against Cuomo in the 2018 governor's race. Cuomo in December assigned hospitals the job of administering the initial doses of vaccines for frontline healthcare workers, and he said the major hospital in each region would also be responsible for later stages of the vaccination program. But the governor said this week that more than 3 weeks after the first shipments arrived, less than half of the initial vaccine doses have been used, and many hospitals are falling far behind in vaccinating essential healthcare workers. Cuomo says hospitals that don't use up their doses by the end of the week face fines, and he continued on Tuesday to threaten that underperforming hospitals won't get any more vaccines in the future.
Going forward, we'll just distribute it to the hospitals that do a better job.
The county executives say the hospitals were never set up to carry out large vaccination plans, and state officials should be working with the healthcare centers to try to solve their problems. Molinaro says it's not fair to penalize them for failing to do jobs that they aren't prepared for.
This philosophy that, you know, the beatings will continue until morale improves is not an effective tool to getting the job done.
Cuomo on Tuesday for the first time laid out plans to have other entities besides hospitals administer the vaccines. He now says the vaccine will eventually be available at over 3,700 sites, including private doctor's offices, pharmacies, and urgent care clinics. And he says county health departments and community centers will also be included.
We'll be supplying all of these outlets with the vaccine to do the distribution when we get to the general public.
Cuomo senior advisor Rich Azzopardi, in a statement, defended the governor's position. He says the state needs to take the lead and coordinate all of the county plans with the state response to avoid 63 different counties going in 63 different directions. The governor, in a briefing with reporters, was asked how members of the public can sign up for the vaccine or prove that they are eligible for a shot when their turn comes. Cuomo says those details have not yet been worked out.
We're not there yet.
He says it will be at least another month before the state has enough doses for all of New York's 2 million healthcare workers and can then move on to other groups. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.